Glory to Jesus Christ, glory forever. Over the past 2 years, my travels have taken me across the breadth and depth of our diocese. Having visited our 57 communities, the focus of my concern for this new year is building up the strength of our parish churches. Decades ago, many of your grandparents and parents founded our parishes. Then they built our temples, and finally they adorned the interior beauty of those churches. And now it falls to us to carry on their legacy by strengthening our parishes so that they will remain beacons of orthodoxy, not just for our children and grandchildren, but until Christ comes again. Strengthening our parishes means that each one of us must use our time, our talents, our treasure in thanksgiving to God for all the blessings that He gives us each year, each week, each day, for the building up of Christ's Holy Church. It has been my goal as your diocesan bishop to do my share to build up the strength of our parishes. I've tried to visit each of our communities as often as I can, not only for anniversaries and ordinations and other special occasions, but also for just normal weekend services. Our diocese has provided conferences and gatherings for parish council officers, church choir directors, singers, altar service, young people, and families. On deck for this year are conferences for church school curriculum and outreach efforts. We have not raised diocesan assessments. Instead, we've tried to generate income in a new way, the Distinguished Diocesan Benefactor Program. The diocese has urged an alternative way of funding the national church as well. I personally asked not to be given honoraria during my visits, and whatever gifts I have received, I've returned or given to diocesan causes. All of this has been done to strengthen our parish churches. But this is hardly enough. It falls upon all of us to do everything that we can in gratitude to God for His countless blessings, to share our time, our talent, our treasure, to make our parishes stronger. I urge each of you to examine your hearts and ask, do I give worthily of the 168 hours of life God gives me each week back to Him through my time in personal prayer and my participation in Sunday liturgies, Saturday Vespers, and weekday feasts? Make every effort this year to come to your church more often, to bring with you elderly persons or those who cannot drive, to invite family members, friends, neighbors, co-workers who are not going to any church to participate in the beauty of worship in your parish. Make this your goal of 2012. Each one reach one, each one touch one, for Christ in our church. Whatever gifts God has given you, as a singer or a teacher, an accountant or a computer expert, a baker or a landscaper, an electrician or a carpenter, a lawyer or a doctor or a nurse, share your talents for the strengthening of your local church. Whatever services you can provide for the parish, do so for the glory of God and in the spirit of those founders, builders, and benefactors who have come before us. Lastly, with the rising cost of utilities and insurance, healthcare coverage, and everyday expenses, it is essential that each one of us, out of our love for our Savior, make sacrificial gifts to His church that are of proportionate measure. Each of us needs to give to our parishes as much as we are able to ensure their continued healthy operation. Now, what does a proportional gift of sacrificial love look like? Well, let's not use the standards of the business world, but the example of the Scripture. Let's examine the very first gift of sacrificial love that God accepted in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 4, we read that God received the offering of Adam's younger son Abel, which was the firstborn of his flock of sheep. God rejected the offering of Cain, what was left over from the harvest of fruits from his farm. Like Abel, and so many others in the Scripture after him, we too need to give our first and our best as our offering to the Lord. Let me suggest to those of us who work, offer the first hour worth of wage each week, something known only between us and God, in thanksgiving to the Lord for all his blessings, cheerfully, lovingly, and regularly each week. The first of the harvest of our labors every week, that is our pledge. Whether we come to church that week or we're on vacation, in gratitude to God who blesses us every week, and for the benefit of the church and our parish community. And if you are already doing this, then consider if you can do even more, if your blessing from him has been greater. Let us remember the words of God himself through his prophet. Put me to the test, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not open for you the floodgates of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it is overflowing. All this that I have presented might seem to be a great deal of giving of time and talent and treasure, but we must remember how much our God has already given to us. Besides our life and our talents and our other blessings, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Greater love than this has no one, Jesus said, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And you are my friends, if you do what I have commanded you. And then he went to the cross for us. We must never forget that God is the greatest giver. No matter how much we give back to him, we cannot outgive what he gives to us. And so in this new year, my beloved in Christ, I urge you to open your hearts in gratitude to God for his blessings and give ever more of your time in church, your talents for the parish, your treasure in the name of the Lord, and in so doing strengthen your parish church in imitation of the founders, builders, and benefactors before you, and to the glory of the God who loves us more than we love ourselves, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory forever.